Again project for almost a year now. Now, they finally got their website up and running, and they're ready to start putting the America Again set of ideas and procedures out to the public. Now, this is going to shock some of you people, and I've talked about this. But one of the things that the America Again folks are advocating is basically, if I can just sum this up, how to arrest your congressman. I get calls about this all the time. Mike, can't we just arrest him? Well, according to David Zuniga, you may be able to. And David Zuniga is a friend, and he is a spokesman for the America Again Project, and he is on the line. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, King Dude. Thank you very much for that intro. I can't add much to what you said. You can go ahead and hang up now.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Such a good setup. Thank you very much for having me on. I would take a little bit of issue with you, Mike, about an 80-year battle of socialism. I think it's been more like 150 or 155 years, maybe back since Andrew Jackson left office. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, definitely. President Buchanan might have been, you may not be able to count Buchanan in that number.
That's right. There are a few standouts there, but, you know, Obama is not new.
No.
This is something that, and I know you've talked about this many times. You look to FDR, you look to Wilson, you go all the way back to McKinley, but to me the biggest one was Lincoln. And so we've had this battle going on for a long time. Politics will not solve it. Voting, I hate to tell people, I don't care who you vote for. Voting really is immaterial. It doesn't matter what party you vote for. What we need is a return to the original model of American self-government.
And which
was? That is what is entailed in the Constitution, as you know. The only thing missing in the Constitution, the actual language of the Constitution, and in the adjudication of it in federal courts over the two centuries, has been the people. That's the only thing missing, is real self-government. And yet, if you read the Ninth and Tenth Amendments, you understand, one can understand, we hold most of the cards by law. We the people, and our sovereign states, if we were willing to use it, we have most of the power by law. Without having to break any laws, without having to use any force, we have the power. We have the self-governing power. We don't know how to use it. Because we've been tricked into playing politics.
Right.
And many of us have also been tricked into the parasite segment, growing parasite segment of society. In Italy, that was called fascism. When the corporations and the central government could team up and do what Obama and the 111th Congress are doing right now, we called it, Benito Mussolini called it fascism, and everybody said, oh yeah, that's what it is. Now we see it here. Well, we saw it under Wilson. We saw it under FDR. We saw it under Carter. We saw it under Bush 1 and Bush 2. This has been going on a long time. This is fascism, practical fascism. And yet we have this Constitution, of which you have spoken so eloquently for so many years. We have this beautiful, the world's only Constitution that can enable we the people to kick butt right now. I mean, starting this year, we can absolutely kick butt, and for the rest of our history. We don't have to do the political thing. You can forget going to the polls. You don't need to go to the polls. Whoever gets elected, you can throw them in jail the minute they twist the Constitution to fit themselves.
And how does this, David Zuniga from the America Again Project is with us on the line. How does this work? I know that the America Again Project has this novel thing on the website that I love and I can't wait to use. How does the indictment engine work?
Okay, the America Again indictment engine is being built. Let me make this clear.
Okay.
We are a neo-nascent, brand-new organization. We're tiny, Mike, and we thank you so much for giving us our first national venue to talk about it, but we understand that the America Again indictment engine is the first time in American history that we will put teeth in the principles of 98, in Jefferson's and Madison's principles, in the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions that said, look, when our federal government, when there's no more checks and balances, when they're all a bunch of monsters, who has the right, the power, to go and adjudicate that and apply remedies? The states do. The states do. We're the parties to the contract. So have the states ever done that? No, not once. Not once in history. So the indictment, the America Again indictment engine, is essentially our headquarters people, researchers and programmers and analysts and attorneys and paralegals teaming up for the first time in history, taking all of those kinds of minds and applying them to each and every U.S. congressional district. In other words, you divide them, you separate them, bring them home from Washington, sit them down, read them the law, and show them the list, the bill of indictment against them, how many ways they have broken the highest law in America.
Right.
And they're going to go to prison for it, state prison. Now, this is just the supremacy clause being given teeth. I mean, we're still saying that we understand that the United States Constitution and all laws made pursuant to it are the supreme law of the land. We agree with that. What we don't agree with, and neither did Jefferson and neither did Madison, is that the federal government can judge its own cases.
Right. And Dr. Gutzman has made this point on his show many times before as well.
And this point has been made a lot of times by a lot of great Americans, and the only thing we haven't done is taken the tactical next step and say, okay, what have we tried before? Well, we've tried legislative stuff in the states, and you see it right now with the 10th Amendment resolutions in the states and so many other things. Right now our Attorney General Greg Abbott and six others are attempting to go out there and really create a row, and God bless them for it. But these are political solutions that cannot avail over time. We need to stop. None of us wants to play this game, Mike. I mean, aren't we all sick and tired of living this way? This is so un-American. All living for politics, we're tired of it. We just want to live our lives, raise our kids, run our businesses, be Americans, not live in this nanny state forever. So,
or living to fight this nanny state forever.
You can fight it, though, only by fighting it as smart as they have fought us.
Right.
For 200 years now, the guys that know how to make big money in the trillions, they know how to get people fighting with one another, and they use the donkeys and elephants to do it. Before that, they used the Civil War to split us in two. And before that, they used, you know, the Clay versus Jackson's way of appealing to people's baser instincts.
Right.
And all you're doing is you're making people act like a bunch of animals. Now, what we want to do is make people act like self-governing citizens again, without breaking any laws, instead of marching around with posters around the state courthouse, we want all of us to get in the courthouse as co-plaintiffs and pack that courthouse full 100 times over and have that judge look like a deer in the headlights and say, what am I doing here? And we, through the America Again, we have one section called the James Madison Briefing Room that we're building.
Right.
Specifically to teach state judges that, guess what, guys? In constitutional law, when the federal government is entirely out to lunch, the state courts are above the federal courts. They are the creator. The federal courts are the creature. You don't put the monster above its, you know, the creature above its creator. So state judges don't know this, Mike, as you know, and as I know specifically. I've been to court trying to prove this, and they will not listen. One guy sitting in there trying to file briefs and show them these things, it doesn't matter. You've got to pack the courthouse. We have the people now to do that. Obama, thank God, has given us that. The 111th Congress has given us that. They pissed us off. We're ready now to take action. Now we need to take the smart action. We don't want to become a bunch of litigious, you know, we don't want to go from being political animals, you know, playing politics to going and playing in courthouses. But every now and then when we have to, we need to bring our guy or gal home, senator or congressman, sit them down before the judge and say, you've broken the law 100 times worse than Bernie Madoff. You're going to wear an orange jumpsuit. And you're going to wear it for a long time, and we're going to watch you do the perp walk. And if we do that, Mike, in 15 or 20 or 50 cases in one tranche, we will make history, and the rest of it will just keep going in that people will see and understand what self-government is. And that's just the indictment engine.
Well, this is a... Hang on a second. David Zuniga from the America Again Project is on the line. Now, you people out there that are sitting on your hands and are going like, yeah, whatever. Let me just say to you that I have fielded hundreds of phone calls. I have read thousands of emails. Mac, what are we going to do? We can't stop this. Mac, what are we going to do? And this is the amazing thing to me. Now, someone has thought of a way. And by the by, I can also relay to you people... And I just happen to know some constitutional scholars that were in on the ground level discussions of the America Again Project, and no names will be mentioned, and the America Again indictment engine. And this goes back to a famous case around 1798 or so that was going to be waged against a congressman in Virginia named Congressman Cabell. And the case never came to fruition because the Kentucky resolution scared the bejesus belt out of the Federalists so greatly and inspired a revolution that was actually larger than the revolution of 1776, that the Federalist Party ceased to exist. After John Adams was done with it, or John Adams Obama was done with it, the Federalist Party was, even though Adams wasn't a Federalist, but Hamilton certainly was, and he was definitely behind all this. So what David is talking about is actually grounded in what might have happened had Mr. Jefferson lost that election to Aaron Burr. This is what Madison and Jefferson were talking about in the Kentucky resolutions, and this is just a small part of it. So if you're wondering whether or not David's a quack, he's not a quack. He's actually thought this out. He's actually sought the advice and consent of people that have studied American history and the Constitution. And I myself have read the entire discourse on this. And I can tell you that what he is telling you is the truth. As a matter of fact, David, if you watch scene number 33 in my movie, The Spirit of 76, there was a scene in there where George Mason says that if the Constitution as written is going to be enforced and understood as I believe its framers intended, then the state courts must have supremacy over the federal courts and be able to rein the beast in. But Article 3 was not written clearly enough, and so as soon as the I guess it was called the Judicial Act of 1792 or whatever it was called, was written, they began the unwriting of that article. Is that right?
Well, I don't know that one could say that it wasn't written clearly enough. It just wasn't, you have trouble when you're writing something like that, putting in all the potential negatives
right.
that might come up from political demagogues.
Right.
Anyway, even historian Henry Adams, who would certainly know, was an old Federalist, said the same thing. It was up to the states, and the states did not come up to that. Now what the states do, we see this all the way down to the school district level, to cities, to counties,
right.
to states, is they're all on the dole. They're all receiving. The way this works is, this is typical. The mercantilists work one side, the bureaucrats work the other. They all milk the people. This is socialism. You can it either has a fascist engine or it has a socialist engine. But either way, what does it need to run? It needs tax money. It needs tax revenues in order to not totally destabilize. The financial situation, you then also need to create a bunch of fake money. You need to inflate the currency so that you can get, you can have this lovely machine that just keeps running and runs this constitutional law situation, or this beautiful plan just runs it right into the ground and turns it into socialism. But this has been happening for almost two centuries. It's not new.
No, it's not.
It isn't new. And really the biggest thing is the war to enslave the states. That's where we went wrong with Lincoln. And since then, it's really been downhill. You can look at the cases, or you can look at the individual state issues. You can look at the growth of bureaucracies. This is very old. So now we're just going back to the drawing board and saying, okay, we don't want anything new. We just want our plain old Constitution back.
Right.
We like to say that America, again, is the reset button on the U.S. Constitution. That's all it. We're just going back to the Constitution. Nothing else. And the way we do this, number one is the indictment engine. That's something that hasn't been tried. Like you said, it might, something like it, actually, I don't see it as quite parallel, but that Jefferson's idea in the Sam Cabell case would have been something similar in that you would have had a state court against a federal court. But there, you would have had a state being a party. And so if you look at Article 3, and I don't want to get into constitutional law here, but if you look at Article 3 of the Constitution, then arguably the U.S. Supreme Court would still get to adjudicate the case.
Right.
On appeal.
And you don't want that to happen.
Here, we don't. We keep the federal guys off the field entirely.
Well, they have to be kept. They can't police themselves. This is the whole point, right?
That's right. The ethical point under our Constitution starts with three words. We, the people.
Right.
Ethically, right and wrong is that we are the ones that made this. We shouldn't have to resort to our deer rifles out in the street to get our law back. Now, if this was just, if we could clearly show it as 535 Bernie Madoffs out there, and that's what they are. Not all of them. There's five good ones in there. If we could clearly show, look at the trillions that are being stolen. This is fraud. This is deception.
Yes.
Under state law, these are all actionable crimes. This is criminal activity. Why are we allowing it? Because we don't know how to stop it. Now we do. We can. Now that's just the indictment engine, Mike. I want to quickly try to cover the other two arms of America again.
All right, hang on. Let me hit the reset button here. This is David Zuniger from the America Again Project. Our telephone number 1-866-95-PATRIOT 1-866-957-2874. Since I know you people are still cleaning the cobwebs out of your Christmas brains, and your mind is clearly focused on your New Year's Eve party and adding water for Crystal to the ball that's going to drop in Times Square. You can also send an email. The email address kingdude@mikechurch.com, and we will post the America Again website up at mikechurch.com too, because I know you people are busy and I care. So there you go. There's your reset. All right, so points two and three.
Points two and three, the other two legs of this self-government engine now for America is our legislative action is number two. We're not a single-issue mission. We're not looking at this as being short-term. We're looking at it as a new way of life, self-government. What is that going to require? Number one, the people need to be able to draft and push through passage of our legislation. All the stuff that we know has been stolen from us over the last 150 years, since Lincoln's War, all of these things are reversible. That since they are unconstitutional, ab initio, from the beginning they've been illegal, then they are certainly reversible. That just requires political will. That political will has not been enough because we've been stupid. We don't know how to use tactical wisdom to turn political will into real action.
Right.
So the liberals have known, and they've used the federal courts to do that. They've gained so much ground by using the courts. The conservative side of America has not done so. We can now do so, and we use the state courts to do what they have done. We're going to go, and we're going to push them so far back, their heads are going to spin over the next bridge, because this is a bridge too far. The 111th Congress is absolutely the most brazen taking in world history.
That's what I've been saying. This is not just American history, in the history of Earth.
World history. In terms of the trillions of dollars
that
they've just taken in a tranche,
right.
This is illegal. This is illegal. This is like saying, okay, look, they're leaving the bank and they're taking all of the money. Are we going to do anything? This is absurd. We can't stand by. This one cannot go unanswered. And so we praise God. We say, great. They went a bridge too far. Now let's kick butt. Let's get 5-10 million of us, and let's kick butt.
Right.
Now, the second way to kick butt, after you've put some of them in jail and shown that we mean business, and we will continue to put them in jail from now until, time immemorial, as long as the Constitution lasts. Now, the second thing we need to do is start gaining ground back, and we can do it very quickly. Very, very, within 5 years, we can gain back the arrogations of huge government of the last 150 years, if we're wise. So we have 16 pieces of legislation. Four of them are constitutional amendments that would be required, like a term limit amendment, and some of them are extremely far-reaching, unlike our lawful American Currency and Banking Act of 2011, which will finally call the Federal Reserve what it is. It is basically a violation of law to have ever, for the Congress to have ever issued that concession on our money.
Okay.
And so turning that around and providing us with gold-based money, with silver floating, not a double peg, not pegging both gold and silver to some value, because Gresham's law comes in and you ruin it. That's what we've never done before. We've never said, okay, we're only going to peg to one metal, just to gold. And we're going to set that, and then we're going to have real money. We're going to be the only major currency in the world that's backed by real, you know, by precious metal. And then we'll let silver float with that, so we don't get all the silver and gold bugs fighting for the next century. And we will have the greatest economic engine for the next century.
Take that, China.
No, China will actually love it. I hate to tell you, I mean, they're holding a lot of dollars, right? Wouldn't they love those dollars to be worth something? The world markets will run to us, to our real estate.
Well, private capital will run to us if you abolish the tax.
That's correct. And again, when you break this fascist mold where you're artificially inflating the money and you're artificially draining it through taxation that is also illegal, lawless, totally lawless, that whole cycle has to end. And when that ends, what happens? Well, the government just becomes smaller. When there's not enough money, it just has to become smaller. It's like the spoiled brat that you've lived with for, 19 years and he's 30 years old, and still, after a while, you say, okay, enough. And once the kid is gone and out of the house, you go, wow, we could have done this years ago. Well, yeah, but we didn't. So the third part of this, and that legislative action, by the way, every one of those laws that we the people will draft and refine and pass and push through, force through Congress, by force if we have to, putting them in jail if they won't do it, because then we have something, we have them on conspiracy to continue defrauding us. If they won't come and fix it, then they're conspiring to continue defrauding us. So we have a double whammy against them to pass our law. Those laws, none of them will be over three pages long, and they'll all be in simple English. You'll be able to read them. They'll all deal with one item, not 20. They won't have any earmarks, no tags, no nothing. On the face of the law, you'll see the black letter. You'll say, okay, that's what they're passing.
Okay.
The third item, and the scariest one, and you know this is true, it's very scary. There's 67 million non-filers in America today, but boy, you wouldn't know it from walking around.
Nope.
One out of every three people you pass in the marketplace today is a non-filer, but you don't know it because people are chicken of their own government. I've been a non-filer, a non-taxpayer, a law-abiding non-taxpayer for 11 years. I've kept a website that you know about called the Tax Honesty Primer, and I've taught people, including CPAs and tax attorneys, the truth about the tax.
Yeah, I've talked about tax honesty before, and every time I do, I get an email or two, hey, what was that tax honesty you were talking about?
Yeah, well,
you have to repeat these things about 16,000 times to these people, David. Yeah. You got to keep, because you have to undo 30 and 40 years of brainwashing.
Oh, yeah,
so you have to keep repeating this over and over and over again. And then I've been doing it for 3 years, and sometimes I still can't get through to them. So
sure,
the task is immense. Well, let me assure you.
Since World War II, we've just had this thing drilled into our head. You know, at America, again, we're not selling anything having to do with taxation. We're not telling you what to do or not do. We're just teaching you what happened, how this has all happened. If you refuse to look at the taxation side of this, then both economically and ethically, you'll never understand American history since Andrew Jackson.
Right.
You just won't.
Right, right.
So you have to look at what the taxes do and how they do this with taxes and with the other side, which is monetary inflation. If you refuse to look at the mechanism of how they're screwing us, then you're just going to keep taking it. I'm sorry. If you don't know what they're doing, you can't stop them doing it. So with tax honesty, we're just showing you where the bodies are buried. The fact that there's nothing wrong with, believe it or not, there's nothing wrong with the tax code, perfectly good law, just obey it. And you know what? Make them obey it. And when you do, when you do, you find that almost all, there are very, very few Americans who have actually made, who actually have a legal duty to file papers, to keep records, or to pay that tax. Go read it in the law. You just don't find. Now, you do find a couple of hundred different things in there.
Hey, and by the way, folks, it'll take you 3 hours to read the tax honesty page, so grab a six-pack. And get comfortable. You're not going to be able to, I've read it, you're not going to be able to slog. You know, I'm not giving the rest of my secrets away. There are some things that need to be kept behind. I'm kidding. It is a long read, but it's interesting, and David is a really good writer. We will link to the Tax Honesty page as well. And when you read it, you're going to, just let me warn you, fair listener, all 11 of you that are out there dutifully listening today, that you are going to become livid. About halfway down that page, you're going to be screaming at your computer screen, going, why didn't somebody tell me this before? And by the time you get down to the legislative part of it, down at the bottom in the court cases, then I think that you will be assured. You may still need some help in slogging through all of it and actually putting it into play, but you will... You will have had your eyes open. You know, I tell people all the time, stop taking the blue R&D pill, take the red Founders pill, and get back to cases. And that's basically what the America Again Project is talking about. And, David, we're about out of time. Where is this website?
www.myamericaagain.org.
Okay. Myamericaagain.org.
That's it.
All right. Well, listen, we've been meaning to have you on for an awful long time. I'm glad that the project has finally come together. I can't wait for the indictment engine, because Mary Landrieu is one of the first ones that's going to get indicted. And I file the papers against her, and I'm sure I can probably rouse, another three or four Louisianans to join me that I personally know. I'm kidding about this. Probably a couple.
I think you have hundreds, yes.
Yeah, and that would be a great day in Louisiana history to see that wench, that whore of K Street, being taken down for that bribe she accepted on my behalf that I never asked for.
Well, there are many who sit in the same place who took bribes. This is one of, you know, Mike, we have a fantastic historic opportunity here. They went a bridge too far. This is the time, 2010, is the time for America Again, not only the indictment engine, but to start passing our laws instead of theirs and kick them back 150 years. We can do this thing, and we have the people, and it's shows like yours, especially yours, because you really focus on the issues of history and the Constitution, that, I mean, you just need to keep doing what you're doing, man. Just teach people, because you got to know what you're doing, and then you have to get out and do it. You've got to stop talking and marching and get out and do it.
All right,
so
David.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you. Hey, it's good. We'll have you back in the new year, because I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. So, folks, go to myamericaagain.org. He's David Zuniga. David, thanks a lot. We'll get an MP3 of this interview together, and we'll get it up on our website at MikeChurch.com. Folks, we're going to go take a time out here and reset the clock. David, thank you very much. My telephone number. Now, on what you just heard, what else am I supposed to do in my 2 days of welcoming new listeners to Sirius? I've done more in 2 days. Hell, I'm not even done with my second day. I've done more in 4 hours in providing alternatives to this Leviathan, to this socialist commie takeover, and to begin the process of taking the power back from these madmen in Mordor on the Potomac than anyone has in the entire year. I've introduced you to state legislators yesterday who are willing to nullify the Obamacare bill in their states, willing to hook up with other states and help nullify it. And if that doesn't work, they're willing to actually call a convention to amend the damn Constitution and make sure that this stuff is never the law of the land again. Today, I've given you ammo. Mr. Zuniga just informed you on how you can indict your congressman for having violated their oaths. You people have been calling me about this for years. Mike, why can't we just indict them? They violated their oath. Minute church. Well, you just heard. I can't go out there and make you people do any of this, but I have provided you with the information. And Having said that, 1-866-95-PATRIOT. We have some news and digital media files to get to.